What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Before we go back to the phones here, looking at this thing in Barcelona, again, they're out there saying that ISIS is claiming responsibility for the vehicle attack through its Amaq news agency. Now, we don't know if Amaq really does work for ISIS. We do know that ISIS works for the United States government covertly. And there are some interesting aspects on this. They've named one of the suspects, a gentleman named Driss Okabir, is thought to have rented the van in the ramming, but he is denying any involvement whatsoever. So they've got a suspect who's saying, I had nothing to do with this. But it is interesting to note that Spain is one of the few countries in Europe that is not directly involved in combat operations in Syria and Iraq. And so maybe this is another false flag intended to goad Spain into saying, yes, we're going to go on down and give them what for. So we'll see. But at this point, it's another false flag. It has to be. It just makes sense. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Dave in Arizona. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing okay.
Okay. I just wanted to just give people like a different view on like Charlottesville and all these events. You can't look at them as actual events. You have to look at them like you were talking about as false flags.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they are.
Yes.
And the guy who supposedly is the white supremacist guy was an Obama supporter, and the guy who was driving the car was a Hillary supporter. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, no. The guy driving the car in Charlottesville, and the media said he was a Hillary supporter, but he's a registered Republican, and he was involved in all kinds of... So, yeah, it's looking more and more like either this guy simply staged the impact for news value, but again, there is video that his car came under attack further up the street, and he may have just gunned the engine trying to get the heck out of there. But he's not a Hillary supporter.
It's possible, because I did see footage where somebody was hitting the back of the car. They were hitting it with baseball bats.
Yeah.
But some of the footage, like if you watch the footage,
that would motivate me to break the speed limit right then and there. But, again, these are all manufactured media events. Again, somebody actually found the Craigslist ad where this Los Angeles public relations firm was hiring and recruiting these people at $25 an hour to go on down there to Charlottesville and cause a ruckus for the media cameras.
One question I was just wondering, do you think Soros is the one paying for this? Or do you think he's the front man for the government? You know what I'm saying?
He could be the front man for the government because we know now that a lot of government money is donated to his charitable non-governmental organizations. We know that Soros himself is funding both Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So, yeah, I kept wondering why Soros was running out of money, but apparently he's got a direct line into your wallet here. I hear a dog in the background.
My border collie saying hi.
Oh, well, give that border collie a good belly rub from me, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm a little bit late, so I don't know if this point has been brought up, but the same media that is condemning Trump for not coming out and, you know, castigating white nationalists as soon as everything went down in Charlottesville is the same exact media that today is saying, let's not hold judgment in Barcelona. We don't know the details of it all. We don't know who took responsibility, though you have ISIS and radical Muslims claiming responsibility. They're still out there saying, well, let's not judge all these people, not all of the people. So the hypocrisy is just never ending.
No, it isn't. And again, a prime requirement for any job in the corporate media is the ability to stand there with your hair on fire and insist convincingly that you cannot smell any smoke.
Well, these people are not newsmen. They're legitimately, I mean, they should be nominated for Emmys because they're actors. They're fake tears. their faux outrage. They're, like I keep saying, the fainting Victorians, the passing out on their couch, the, oh, I can't believe that Trump would do this, and oh, it's all BS. And anybody who's buying into it, I legitimately feel sorry for you, because there's something that's not working right. If you can't see through this, then the problem's not with the rest of us. The problem is with you.
Well, like I said, you know, I saw the transition happening when I was in college, and I was an astronomy major, but I was required to take other courses outside my major, and so I took a journalism course, and it was teaching about journalism, who, what, where, when, why, sometimes how, and it was about going on out and doing interviews and getting the facts and writing up a story. And then years later, more recently, when I was teaching computer animation out at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, the classroom next to mine was their beginning journalism course, and it was all about how to do your hair and makeup and read teleprompters. And that's how dramatically it had changed in those years.
So, on a different subject completely, how are you situated for the eclipse on Monday? What's it going to be like there out in Hawaii?
Well, we won't see the totality. We'll see about a little less than half the disk covered, and I have my safety filters, and if we're not clouded out, I'm going to get out there with the camera and take a picture for the website. But it's going to be a partial solar eclipse. But obviously for the main United States, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've never seen a total eclipse in person. I really would love to do that. And if you're anywhere near the area, seize the opportunity. Take your kids to see something that they may never get to see again in their life. And make sure you have actual safety glasses. A lot of fakes out there. Amazon is now issuing refunds for the bogus solar filter glasses that were sold through their website, and you don't even need to return the glasses. Just throw them away and destroy them. But you do need to make sure that you have either a welding glass filter, which is going to be perfectly appropriate, or something that is designed for solar observation that blocks not just the visible light, but also the ultraviolet, because the filters that don't block the UV, those are the ones that'll really harm your eye, and you won't realize there's a problem until it's too late. So be very careful. I would go with a small telescope and a right-angle eyepiece and a solar projection, or even just a pinhole camera. Cardboard box, piece of tinfoil at the top with a pinhole in it, piece of white paper on the bottom, and just let it project onto the paper. That is the safest way to do observation of the eclipse until it's total. And then once it's total, obviously you can look at it with the naked eye without any problem.
The iPhone, it has a fantastic app that utilizes the camera, and you'll be able to put your phone in front of the sun, and it will filter out, obviously, any of the harmful rays, but also allow you to
damage the charge couple device with that. I would be very, very careful about that. And I know the latest generation of CCDs are very resilient compared to the original ones, but I certainly would not want to point a CCD camera on my phone or my tablet directly at the sun for any prolonged amount of time. I think that would be a very reckless and dangerous thing to do for the device, not for you.
Okay. Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, again, there's another reason not to use your phone camera or your tablet camera, and that is they are not telescopic. You are just going to see a little tiny dot up there, unless you get one of those clip-on telephotos. And in that case, if you get a clip-on telephoto and you put a piece of welder's glass in front of it, then you've got a system that's really going to work. Safe to view the sun on your iPhone screen. Safe to take pictures. Really, if you're going to do this, do your homework. Because we're talking about your eyes, primarily, and your very expensive electronics, secondarily. All right, Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Listen, I have a quick comment. Remember the scene in The Godfather where Michael Corleone tells the lawyer Hayden, his half-brother, that keep your friends close but your enemies closer? I have a feeling Trump is using the same tactics against the former employees of Obama. What do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think Trump is that sophisticated. And in any event, if that's his strategy, it is not working because he's outnumbered. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike,
doing okay.
You know, I see that now the so-called Economic Council is withdrawing from Trump. A lot of these corporate thugs there, because they don't like his stand on Virginia and Charlottesville. So this is my suggestion to Trump. What I would do is I would take all these companies, all these corporations, including definitely these Silicon Valley types, who are trying. I do that with them anyway, because what they're doing, trying to suppress free speech on there. I would start huge amounts of antitrust actions against all these big companies. I'd start breaking them up. I say, you guys want to play games with me? We'll play games. I'd have done that anyway if I was president. But now this is the time he really should do it. And he needs to clean out his cabinet. He needs to clean out the neocons. He needs to get rid of that bum, McMaster. I refuse to call him general. I would get rid of, I'd get rid of Kushner. If I said, well, his family and all that, all right, I'll give him a job somewhere in a basement of the White House filing papers or something like that. But that's about it. You know, this is what he's got to do. And he's got to bring in, he doesn't have to get rid of Steve Bannon. He's got to bring in more true nationalist populists like Steve Bannon. And I'm wondering what's going to happen with Bannon, because I see that he wrote some article or something to the Times or something like that. I don't know. I wonder if maybe Trump told him he should do something like that to maybe get somebody like McMaster to leave voluntarily. Or if he did it on his own, saying, you know, to heck with it, let him kick me out. I'll be more effective outside. I don't know. I don't know what you might think.
Well, even the corporate media was saying effectively that Bannon was sort of on an internal exile. He was being sort of ignored by everybody. And there's another rumor that he is actually going to step down tomorrow. So, again, in dealing with all of this, tend to go with Occam's razor until something else shows up that says it really is a little more complicated. Don't add complication to any of these theories just for the sake of complication. A lot of people love getting caught up in the fine details and all these little things that could be going on. Simpler is better, simple and elegant, because if you come up with these extraordinarily convoluted conspiracy theories, you're giving these people for credit for far more intelligence and knowledge than they really have. I think back to the Watergate scandal and Deep Throat's comment to the Washington Post reporters in that garage. He was saying, you know, everybody's running around thinking these people are the best and the brightest, but the truth is they're really not very bright at all. They're very stupid. They're just willing to do the dirty work for the president, and that's why they're in the White House, but they're not really smart. And if you go back and you look at what they actually did, most of it was pretty lame. And it was almost like it was only a matter of time before somebody did something that was so obviously horrendously bad that they were going to get caught, like the break-in at the Watergate Hotel and taping the door lock open even after it was clear the security guards had been alerted to the fact that they were doing that. So, and again, you look at what's going on today, you look at the White House, you look at the Congress, forget that it's the White House and the Congress, and just evaluate their actions as you would a friend, neighbor, or coworker, and you realize there's a lot of stupidity up there in Washington, D.C. Maybe they've got lead pipes up there, maybe they're all on prescription antidepressants, but the quality of thinking overall coming out of Washington, D.C. does not impress me.
But the thing is, one of the reasons I say what I said is what Trump's last press conference and about keeping the monuments and all that, I remember Bannon worked for, was a talk show host for Breitbart, and he was a big military historian, for one thing, and he's an especially big fan, he's being from Virginia, he's a big fan of the, what was Lee's army called, the Army of the Potomac? I think, or the Army of Virginia.
It was the Army of Virginia. The Union was the Army of the Potomac.
That's right. And he said that, you know, that was the best army ever assembled together. So I think some of the, what's going on is him influencing Trump. So I hope maybe it goes the other way and that the neocons and the globalists and all these other bums that he has in the White House, they leave, and Bannon and people like him stay. You know, like I said, we'll find out, I guess, in the next few days. Because that is very strange, because that was, he used to always talk about that on his show about the army, about Lee's Virginia Army and what a great general Lee was.
And, he was a great general. He graduated West Point. In fact, when the Civil War broke out, he was offered command of the Union Army, and he turned it down because he was more loyal to the state of Virginia than to the federal government.
Personally, I disagree with him about the best soldiers this country's ever had, best army. I think the best army this country ever had were the Crazy Horse, Red Cloud, and Geronimo. Those are some of the best. They with what they had to fight with the little bit they had.
Well, let's not forget Sitting Bull.
Yeah. When we talk about Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull and him were, you know, pretty much like general and assistant general. So yeah, you're right. Sitting Bull, Chief Joseph also is excellent. These were real skilled warriors and soldiers.
On the other hand, Wovoka was a nut job. Let's be honest.
Who?
Wovoka, head of the Ghost Dancers. The guy who painted up the shirts and said these will magically stop the soldiers' bullets, didn't really work out all that well.
No, definitely not. There's a good book about that, too, but the Ghost Dancer. I don't know if you ever read it, Ghost Dancer.
I haven't read the book. I've read a lot about them, and in my various travels through the American West, I've seen surviving Ghost Dancer shirts. So it was a fanatical cult, like anything else. Anyway, listen, got to let you go here. We're getting close to a commercial. A lot of callers waiting on the line here. And I think the next caller is Fred in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Fred in Pennsylvania. I'll get to the point. August 10th, I don't have it in front of me, but I just had it sent to go. Workers' World Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
It had on the front page a notice for everyone to show up at Charlottesville, and it had the kind of placards in the photo that you should carry, smash white supremacy. A little bit later, I saw the same placards publicized, and then in the communist rallies, the leftist rallies later in Pennsylvania, exact same placard. So the fact is, this notice, like an eighth of a page, indicated that there was going to be a confrontation designed to destroy a permitted meeting. And another thing, Michael, that the fact that you stop a permitted meeting means that it can't be reported as Unite the Right. In other words, it's the left is denying, or the far left is denying, conservatives and constitutionalists a publicity tool. And this is important. If they didn't have this publicity battle, then there wouldn't be nearly the incentive to destroy and disrupt.
Oh yeah, it's definitely to play for the corporate media to attract their attention, to guarantee coverage. Peaceful protests don't get a lot of camera time. Inside the corporate news, there's sort of a running joke: if it bleeds, it leads; if it thinks, it stinks.
Right,
and that's
and
why
also,
they're going to.
Michael, the word Antifa was. I didn't see it in. I didn't hear it on WHYY, which was a public radio, and there was not in Southeast Pennsylvania, nothing. The word Antifa was just, there were folks there, sort of who.
They wanted to keep the focus on the white
separatists.
Gotta let you go. Gotta take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take two more phone calls, and we're going to try and get back and get some real news on out there. So Robert in New Jersey. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just doing the good job. I just wanted to mention they have the second attack in Barcelona, which is part of Catalan.
Yes.
This is an interesting way for the Spaniards to send a message to the people of Catalan province that want to secede from Spain. That's just the thought I had. That's it.
Thanks, I think Mike. I think it would go the other way. I mean, basically, Catalan is going to be saying, "See what happens if we remain connected to Spain," because Spain may not be actually involved militarily with the coalition in Syria and Iraq, but they are contributing financial and material support.
Right, but I think the Brussels people who don't want Brexit or any other Frexit don't want a single province to remove themselves from a country. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not saying
Spain itself is involved, but I wouldn't be surprised that it's trying to send a message that if you want to remove yourself from this, you're going to face this. Because I would have taken Madrid.
I understand what you're saying, and there is merit to it, but I think the people of Catalan are going to go the other way. And they're going to say that as long as we remain part of the European Union, and the European Union is on board with the United States wars and all these places around the world, we're going to be a target. And the best way for us to be safe is we need to break off now.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if that's true, too, that they will go that way. But what I'm saying is, it just, could it be trying to send a message to them? If it backfires, it backfires.
I think it's backfiring. If that's what's going on, I think it backfired.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, but I need to get some news here because, well, that's what I do over here. And again, getting on back to this whole Charlottesville nonsense in there with the screaming about the KKK, and except for, of course, Hillary Clinton's friend, Byrd. You know, nobody's talking about doing anything about him. But here is the actual reality. Right now in the United States of America, there are more people claiming they have been abducted by space aliens and experimented on than admit membership in the KKK. It is a thin shadow of its former self. And probably most of them are undercover FBI informants in order to keep the KKK out there and say, see, there's the KKK, booga, booga, booga. You need to understand that organizations like, for example, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, and they would collapse if the enemy went away. And there was, back in the 1930s, a huge scandal where the American Nazi Party was out there with their membership of six, and they got a lot of press coverage. And the ADL was out there fundraising, saying, you've got to donate to us because we're standing between, you know, the Nazi Party and the Jewish people. And then the head of the American Nazi Party got arrested for embezzling from his employer, who turned out to be the ADL. See how it works? This is why all these charities are out there saying we're searching for a cure for whatever. They never actually find one. Because they all remember what happened when tuberculosis was cured. All the charities collapsed. They don't want that to happen. They're going to be searching for a cure. What they're actually searching for are more treatments here. Now, getting on back to Charlottesville and the KKK and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, apparently there is actually a ad hoc group in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol building, the Republicans for Antifa Club. And three of its most prominent members are John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Marco Rubio. They think Antifa are heroes, and they're wonderful. Now, somebody got Condoleezza Rice on for an interview. And, of course, they're talking to her about being an African-American woman and how she feels about all this. And what she had to say was right to the point, and I'll explain it to you when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn. Our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about aftermath of Charlotte and everybody trying to milk that for their own political agenda. And Condoleezza Rice was being interviewed on Fox and Friends. And basically said that as an African-American woman, did Condi see herself in the Constitution? And looking back at how 9 of the first 12 presidents were slave owners, should we start taking their statues down and say, we're embarrassed by you? And Rice came right on back and said, no. I'm a firm believer in keep your history before you. So I don't actually want to rename things that were named for slave owners. I want us to have to look at those names and realize what they did and be able to tell our kids what they did and for them to have a sense of their own history. It's probably the only thing Condoleezza Rice has ever said that I 100% agree with. And then she added, when you start wiping out your history, sanitizing your history to make you feel better, that is a bad thing. And it's even worse when your history is being wiped out and sanitized to make somebody else feel better. Trump is out there saying the removal of these Confederate monuments is just so foolish, and he's absolutely right. Now, over in Seattle, Mayor Murray is saying, oh, we have a Confederate monument in the cemetery here. They're all jumping on board this thing here. Apparently, a Chicago pahstor has asked Rahm Emanuel's administration to remove the names of two presidents who owned slaves from parks on the South Side, saying the city should not honor slave owners in black communities. Give it a rest. As I said earlier in the show, no white person alive in the United States today has ever owned a slave. No black person alive in the United States today has ever had to pick cotton. Sometimes it seems like the black population are as hopelessly trapped living in the past as the Israelis. They don't want to let go. Apparently, black pastors are demanding the Smithsonian remove the statue of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger because of her anti-black sentiments. I mean, where is this going to end? Anybody who's ever done anything important in history has made enemies or alienated some group or the other. If we start erasing the history because somebody somewhere is offended about it, you're going to be able to fit the entire history of the world into a pamphlet, which I'm sure students in history classes in school are going to be happy about. They only have to memorize a couple of things. Now, a little bit of good news out of Gettysburg. The officials are out there saying it's firm. The Confederate monuments will remain. Apparently, there's a big screaming hysteria going on to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee that's at Gettysburg. And the officials are saying, nope, it's staying. And by the way, that's the popular view. Polls are showing only 27% of Americans agree with this idea of tearing down the Confederate statues. 62% of Americans believe they should be left right where they are. We shouldn't cater to minority whiners. And to show how overboard it's getting, this is really funny. This weekend in San Francisco, Joey Gibson is leading what's called a Patriot Prayer Rally. And Nancy Pelosi, responding to the word patriot, came on out screaming that it's a white supremacist rally. We've got to shut it down. We've got to shut it down. It's white supremacist. Turns out all the speakers at the event are non-white. Except for one. They're all minority people. There's one white speaker. And yet Pelosi's out there saying it's a white supremacist rally. By the way, I had a good friend of mine I had a phone call from. And he's saying that he's running into a lot of black people who still support Donald Trump. And these are obviously not white supremacists. And yet that is the image of the Trump supporter the corporate media and the Democrats are trying to sell you here. All right, let's take some phone calls. Brandon in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to piggyback on the rally in San Francisco. It's actually at Chrissy Fields, which was a former military base right below the Golden Gate Bridge. And it's actually the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is federal land. And,
yes.
You're allowed to conceal carry. There was a 2010 law permitting concealed carry on.
Okay, I think we just lost you. All right, okay, well, let me follow up on that one comment. I know what you're talking about. When I was working on the day after tomorrow, the effect shop was actually in the Presidio, and every time I got a lunch break, I would go explore because I loved the history of the place. And they were actually excavating a couple of archaeological sites there. And I'd go over to that fort. I don't care if the law says you can conceal carry. Don't do it, because you're going to walk into a trap and you're going to be used as an example of why the white supremacists should be disarmed. And there's already talk out there saying that, whites should be banned from owning guns because of all the black people they're killing. Now, the statistics are actually that more blacks are killing whites than whites are killing blacks. Just like the thing about white police officers are targeting the black population. Actually, no. The statistics are police officers are killing three times as many white people as black people because they're afraid of the negative publicity if they kill a black person. But there's never any negative publicity when they kill a white person, so go ahead, empty the clip. Let's see what's going to go on. Brandon, did you ever come back?
Yeah, right. I'm here.
Okay, well, yeah, we lost you for a second here, so kind of pick up where you left off.
Well, so one white speaker, I understand, is probably a transgender person, which, you know, doesn't fit their narrative. And they're using all the trigger words, you know, white supremacist, white nationalist. Why can't we just be called Trump supporters, which is probably more accurate than anything else?
Well, it would be more accurate to say you're all conservatives as well. But again, this is not news reporting. This is a smear job. They are, between now and the elections next year, trying to make anybody who supports Donald Trump or the GOP in general look like a very, very bad thing. What they're trying to do is undo and reverse the damage they inflicted on themselves with all the rioting and the whining and the crying after Hillary lost the election. And they're coming to understand that the public image of the Democratic Party is really not very good. So the new idea is they're going to destroy the public image of the GOP and the Trump supporters with all this white supremacist nonsense. And again, it remains to be seen if they'll get any traction with it, or if the American people are just going to realize this is more mudslinging by the Democrats in place of actually having some kind of a platform to run on.
Mike, did I cut out before I mentioned that you can conceal carry in these national park areas?
You cut out right when you were in the middle of that, and my response to that is I understand that you can do it. I would advise against it because obviously this Patriot rally is going to be subject to infiltration by people who are going to try and kick up any violence. Everybody's got to keep a cool head.
Agent provocateurs will definitely be there. The feds are probably leading all these white groups anyway. I'm mentioning that purely as they're trying to include, anti-gun rhetoric along with the anti-Trump. But on that note, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to ask if you would speak a little bit about the global currency reset that's being talked about and regarding asset-backed currency, how you feel about that.
Well, I think all currency should be asset-backed. This idea of running a nation or the entire world on a perpetual pyramid of debt is nonsense. You don't need a careful analysis to see that every single nation that's had this debt-based central bank system has been very good for the central bank owners and very bad for the people. That is why when the American colonies were set up, they just started creating their own money. And there was enough money to make sure that there was full employment and a functioning economy. And when the bankers in Great Britain found out about it, they lobbied King George III to pass the Currency Act, which mandated that the American colonies had to conduct all commerce using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. And in only a few years, the American colonies sank into extreme poverty. And that was a primary motivating force of the American Revolution. You will never hear that in school, because we're back under that same predatory banking system. It's called the Federal Reserve.
Well, there is a lot of talk about this actually coming down, and I'm wondering what you feel about. Is this actually going to come down where we will have a one world currency and all asset backed, everybody be on parity? And if you do think that, I know you said it should happen, but do you think it will happen? I guess what I'm getting.
Well, no, I never said that we should have a single global currency. And the people who are pushing for a single global currency merely want a larger version of the private central bank that creates this currency out of thin air and loans it to everybody at interest.
No, I don't mean that. I mean there would be everybody would have their own currency, but they'd all be a parity to gold or to some assets.
Well,
that's what should
happen. But you need an asset of recognized universal value that exists in plentiful enough supply that it cannot be hoarded and manipulated, like we saw the Bunker Brothers do with silver back in the 1990s. While I think gold and silver are great stores of wealth right now, I think we need a different commodity base, and one that suggests itself is electric power. We take the kilowatt hour and we monetize it as a unit of currency. And the advantage there is that it's certainly going to spur the efficient development of power generation and storage. Second, as the population grows and more power stations come into existence, the commodity base will grow with the population, so it cannot be hoarded, manipulated, or exploited. And I call it the electro. I wrote an article about it some years back. But I think that would definitely be a way to go. But asset-backed currencies are definitely much more stable than fiat currencies. The only proviso is that commodity base has to be existing in plentiful enough supply where it will not fall victim to the manipulations of the speculators.
And the bankers, they don't want that to happen.
No, of course not.
What would you say? What do you think is their level of ability to resist?
Well, as long as we have governments that are willing to sell the people out into slavery in exchange for campaign donations, the bankers are going to continue to control the world. But when we're talking about a grand currency reset, it's not really a reset. Reset implies a voluntary decision to reset the system. What we're looking at is a global crash of all these interlinked private central banks. And at that point, the people need to stand on up and simply say, we're not going to go through this again. And any politicians who are out there suggesting we need a new private central bank that creates money out of thin air and loans it into circulation, we give them a good thick coat of tar and feathers and we run them out of town on a rail, preferably redwood, because it leaves really deep splinters.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Now, this white supremacist nonsense is already spreading outside the United States of America. Apparently, over in Great Britain, there is this graffiti that's being spotted in many places saying, no whites allowed after 8 p.m. Jim Crow in reverse. And again, you do not end racism by being racist in reverse. Two wrongs do not make a right. Now, getting on back to Donald Trump, as you know, a lot of the discussion about what's going on takes place on Twitter. And there is a hashtag trending called Impeach Trump. And it's been exposed that the Democratic National Committee is using bots to artificially push this trend upward. They're cheating. Again, imagine my shock. Another very alarming story, and this came out of Scientific American, Democrats in Congress are exploring the idea of creating an expert panel on Trump's mental health. They're going to go for the 25th Amendment. Now, there is a problem with that. There is no machine that you can hook up to somebody's brain that will say this person is normal, this person is psychotic, this person is sociopathic, this person is narcissistic. It's always a subjective judgment by a human practitioner who is just as subject to their own biases, prejudices, outside influence as anybody else. One of the big problems with the current psychiatric industry, if you will, is that everybody is sharing in the profits of prescription psychiatric medication. And so psychologists and psychiatrists, that's what they're going to do. They're going to prescribe medications. And as a result, we're one of the most drugged up societies on the face of the earth. And it's having devastating side effects, such as mass shootings, suicides, domestic violence, road rage, so forth and so on. Believe it or not, Representative Steve Cohen, Democrat of Tennessee, has actually introduced articles of impeachment against Donald Trump based on his comments about Charlottesville, Virginia. And Cohen is the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice. This guy has to know that you cannot impeach a president for not agreeing with what he's saying. There has to be an actual high crime or misdemeanor, like obstruction of justice. He's doing this purely for show, so the media can say, oh my goodness, Donald Trump is being impeached. Horror of horrors. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chris in Michigan, I'm probably going to have to take you to the commercial break. What's on your mind?
That's fine, Mike. I'll just make it quick. You don't have to. Aloha.
Aloha.
Could you remind the audience once again how all of the people who are on the opposing side of taking the statues down, who don't want to take them down, can just say, okay, well, you're taking down all the statues of slavery, but the fact still remains that the Democratic Party began with slavery. They voted against it after slavery, and they were the ones keeping slaves. They were the ones fighting for the South.
And, that's the big ugly secret of the Democratic Party. They were pro-slavery.
Okay.
They gave birth to the KKK, and yes, they fought against emancipation and equal rights all along. And now they're trying to reverse that and say, oh, it's those Republicans, those white people, they're all to blame. All right. Well, Chris, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized dorsal silicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, the Secret Service is now investigating a Missouri state senator, Maria Chappelle Nadel. And apparently she did a Facebook post where she said, I hope Trump is assassinated. And this, of course, provoked a furious flashback. And eventually she took the Facebook post down. But it did attract the attention of the Secret Service, who are going to have a little bit of a talk with her. And I want to make a point here. I'm obviously opposed to censorship. I'm a strong supporter of the First Amendment. And the First Amendment says you can say whatever you want. However, decency and common sense require that one carefully consider their words and ideas before opening their mouths or hitting that keyboard. Right now, we have too many people in America who think the First Amendment is a license to simply be outrageous. And in many contexts, yes, that's true. But you're talking about the president here, and it is against the law to threaten him. And again, it's not an appropriate way to deal with our differences of opinion. I'll be the first one to admit I'm terribly disappointed in Donald Trump. But I would not wish him harm. I would love to get a chance to talk to him and say, I disagree with you on these particular areas, and this is why. Because that is how you properly run a republic. Debate, hypothesis, synthesis, antithesis, all working together to come up with a path forward. But right now, we're descending into a mobocracy. The entire country is going insane. They think the nation's problems can be solved with a baseball bat. And that has never, ever worked anywhere in history. Now, speaking of Donald Trump, apparently he's offered the job of White House Communications Director to Hope Hicks. And apparently she has accepted. So very high turnover there at the White House. All right, let's take a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yo, Mike, I want to talk about monuments, but first I want to make a comment about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. What about all that white supremacy going on in Palestine? Any comments about that out there, the news media?
Not in the corporate media. You're never going to hear it in the corporate media about all the white supremacy happening over there. You know, because...
No, monuments. That's,
yes, monument.
Yeah, the monuments. You know, it seems to me that the people that made all the money off the slave trade, we know who did that, who owned the ships and who owned the brokerage houses. It seems to me that they're trying to cover their tracks. I don't think they give a damn about the blacks and slavery. I think once they get rid of all the monuments, then when somebody talks about slavery, they'll say, what's slavery? Show me where there's slavery. Where's your proof that there were slaves? See, they're protecting themselves.
Maybe they're just tired of the competition. You know, as a victim class, I mean, we know how Israel was fighting the official recognition of the Armenian genocide. They don't want to share the victimhood limelight with anybody else. And slavery is, in the United States, slavery is a big deal. Maybe Israel wants slavery to simply fade away so they can just go on talking about the Holocaust day after day after day after day for a small fee. Okay?
Yep. Good point.
All right, we got to let you go. Got to do a station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.